So we're hearing about Sudrida Vrata, that a person who is true to his promises and to his perpetual vows is called fixed in vows. And we heard this verse, and Prabhupada gave a comparative translation to his disciple, Pujyapad Srila Bhanu Swami Maharaj. And we're comparing the two and deriving benefit from both. The example to show how Krishna has this wonderful quality that makes him so completely attractive and enticing and enchanting to all of his devotees, his pure devotees who relish all of his guna, mahima, and his various qualities. And by relishing and appreciating Krishna's 64 qualities, experiencing those qualities directly in his association, while exchanging various loving pastimes with him, and observing those qualities when he's with other devotees in the lila of these various 64 qualities, it stimulates and excites and expands and deepens their own attachment and love for him. Because Krishna is wonderful and glorious and sweet and satisfying and charming, his name, his form, his qualities, his pastimes. So this is the aspect of stimulation of love, which is the Vibhava Lambanam. Vibhava Lambanam, this Prem Vishay of Krishna. And he's how you excite my love. When we were children, there was some song I remember. Oh, how I love you, let me count the ways. That was some very nice type of phrase. Of course, it maybe had some mundane application between some mundane lovers or whatever, or a son for his mother, or whatever it could be. Oh, how I love you, let me count the ways. So the bhakta, the devotee of the Lord, thinks, oh my Sham, how I love you, let me count the ways. I love your name and you have Ananta Namam. I love the name of Sham, I love the name of Govinda, I love the name of Damodar, I love the name of Madhav, I love the name of Prananath, I love the name of Pyariju or whatever. So they love the name, how I love you. I love your form, I love you when you're dear Lalita, I love you when you're dear Prashant, I love you when you're dear Odata and Durodata. And I love you with the cow. I love you when you're going to the cows, and I love you when you're sleeping. I love you when you're waking up. And I love you when your form is displayed, when you're bathing, with your thin bathing outfit. I love you in this various forms and rupams that you display. And I love your qualities. There's certain qualities you display with Mother Yashoda. And most of all, I love you in the Leela, Prema Lingata, Leela. So in these ways, let me count the ways. So many unlimited ways by which the pure devotees and the premi bhaktas love Krishna and recount their love and review their love and remember their love. Ananda Kanda Bhagavan Ki Jai. Sahelam Akandala. Let's see. Sahelam Akandala Pandu Putro Vidaya Kamsharir Aparijato. Nija pratigyam safalam dadhana satyam cha krishnam cha sukham akarshit. It's another example of Krishna's quality of Sudrida Vrata. True to his promises, fixed in his perpetual vows, eternal, perpetual. Very, very easily, Kamsari Sri Krishna stole the Indra's Parijat tree in order to please his beloved Satyabhama. Very easily Krishna made Yudhisthira free from all his enemies, and thus he pleased his wife Draupadi. In this way Krishna fulfilled his promises to his devotees like Satyabhama. Oh, you're envious because Narada Muni gave a Parijat flower from heaven to Rukmini one day when he came to Dwarka. Now, Satyabhama, you should not be so womanly and be so envious of a fellow queen. She's my number one queen and you're my number two. That's providence. I had nothing to do with it. And relax. I will not only give you one flower from my side, I will give you an entire tree. Acha. Prabhu, where do you propose to get this tree? Because there are no trees like this anywhere on this planet. My dearly beloved, as you know, sometimes the devas, they invite you and I for dinner parties. You know, dinner parties are very popular with grihasthas. So they, very soon, Indra, I think it's his third cousin's birthday, and he will invite us for a very important Indian social function, and we will go there with all our pomp and regalia, and all your lipstick and makeup and eyeshadow, and we will go there, and then we will take part in that dinner party in Indra Loka. And you may not know, but he has a very beautiful flower garden, like your garden, Indra Kanana, whatever it's called, Kanda Kanana, whatever it is. Yeah, that thing. And then, and he has so many beautiful trees there. And do you know what? He has like 100 Parijat trees. What? And her eyes go, I want one. You'll get me one? Oh my God, I was thinking to make a garland. I was thinking to send Daruka to pick a few flowers and make a garland. I would give her a whole garland, not just one flower. Immediately she said, I want one tree. Wives can really be demanding. Wives can really be demanding on their husbands, if you know what I mean. So Krishna was thinking, this is going to be fun. So he went there and they had the dinner party and this, that. And they were leaving, and they were leaving, and they were going through, and then they saw a garden. And then Satya Bhama said, what is the name of this garden? Oh, that's Nandakananan. Hey, isn't that the garden with the Parijat trees? And then Dwargadish said, what? Say what? Say what do you say? And he keeps going, Dhruva, go faster, go faster. Hey, wait. Hey, slow down. What's this garden again? What garden? Is there a garden, Dhruva? Is there a garden there? Yeah, that one. That one is Nandakanana. Oh, yeah. That's the 100 Parijat trees, right? You tell me one. Oh, God, she remembered. She forgets everything. Whenever she borrows money, she forgets. But now she's remembering that there's 100 Parijat trees. So then, yeah. I want a tree from there. Now. Sure. So then, that's what's me. Oh, Priyaji, yes. Hare Daruka, now what? So then Krishna goes there and just snatches one tree and throws it in the boot, in a trunk. In a boot, the boot is the trunk, back of the car. And then the Mali and the Vigisha says, hey, this is a chore. I mean, and Krishna is so used to this mantra. I mean, people have been calling Krishna a chore since his birth. And Daruka was new to this whole thing. And also Daruka says, hey, they're calling you a chore. Relax, that's my nickname. You call me Bhagavan. Everybody knows me, calls me Chor Bhagavan. Chor Bhagavan? Anyway, whatever. I'm your Sarathi. I just drive the chariot. I don't know. Chor! The Krishna says, oh, wow. Jai Rohini, Jai Padmavati. Oh, that Gokulila was so nice. I broke into this house and broke into that house and I stole yogurt from this gopi and they would chase me out of the window, chase me out of the yard. Chor! This is beautiful, sweet music to my ear. Chor! Thief! Then he presses a button and alarm goes off in a police station, this, that. And then all the soldiers come, of Indra. Hey, burglary alarm, this, that. And they start shooting arrows. And then Krishna says, listen, Daruka's afraid. He's hiding under there. Satyabhama, can you drive the chariot? Of course, I'm a queen. So she's driving. And Krishna's standing with his back like this, back to back like this, right? And his back is, to the back of his queen because he doesn't want any arrows over there. And he's like, he becomes the armor. Satyabhama, she's just behind him. He's like, and Daruka's under hiding. He's just throwing arrows like this, He's throwing arrows up and Krishna's ground. Just like, those guys with those guns, just knocked them all off. And so this way she got her Parijat tree. So that way he kept his promise, Sudrida Vrata. This explains that. So now I think we already read Prabhupada's mentioned translation of that. No, we didn't. Then, in this connection of this quality of Krishna's being determined and to observe, fulfill his promises by his practical activity. Oh, that's a nice twist. Sudrida Vrata means one who keeps his vow, but he keeps his promises by practical activity. I promise I'll go and do this. Yes, I promise I'll go do this. And you actually do it. Wow, you did it. You go across town, you go to Chandichok, you'll fight the heat, and you go down there and you'll buy some particular thing, you bring it all the way back to South Delhi. Here, I promised you, here it is at your doorstep. That's important. Oh yeah, promise. Oh, I couldn't make it, my car, this, that, ha ha, yeah. He promises, and this is a quality of Sudrida Vrata. He fulfills, that means he fulfills his promises by practical activity. He does it. I promise to do this, and I'll do it. That's a great virtue and a great quality. It's one of God's 64 qualities, and we as his jiva should have a minute quantity of that quality of Sudrida Vrata. We make a promise, and we fulfill it by our actions. What do we say? Actions speak louder than words. As far as Krishna's determination is concerned, there is an example in Krishna's dealings in Harivamsh, which is by Vedavyas. There's a connection with Krishna's fighting the king of heaven, Indra, who, the king, was forcibly deprived of the Parijat flower. He was deprived of his own flowers. Parijat is a kind of lotus flower grown on the heavenly planets. Once Satyabhama, one of Krishna's queens, wanted that lotus flower, and Krishna promised to deliver it. But Indra refused to part with his Parijat flower. Now that's what you call material attachment. A pauper is attached to his penny. Arabpati, millionaire, is attached to his millions of rupees. Attachment is such. A bird is attached to his branch. The bird lands on a branch with his wife. And every day they land on that branch. Every day they land and then they pass over there on the ground. And they will not go to a second branch. Always that branch and that tree, that branch. Every day for eternity. They're attached to the branch. From the bird to the beast, from the beast to the man. Attachment. Intense, deep, all-pervasive. Impossible to give up. So then sadhu has to come and cut the attachments with a sword of knowledge. Sadhu. Sadhu means cut. Sadhu means saint. Sadhu means excellent. So when a saint comes and cuts your attachments to body, the material world, then we cry, we glorify sadhu, sadhu, sadhuati. Excellent, excellent. Good job. You liberated me. You saved me. Because my attachments are bondage. And I'm free from attachments and I'm free from everything. Then we become attached to Krishna. Once, as he wanted that, there was a great fight with Krishna and the Pandavas on one side and all the demigods on the other. Ultimately, Krishna defeated all of them and took the Parijat flower, which he presented to his queen. Generally, it's presented, he took a whole tree. So in regard to that occurrence, Krishna told Narad, Rishi, Deva Rishi, now you can declare to all the devotees in general and to the non-devotees in particular that in this matter of taking the Parijat flower, all the demigods, Gandharvas, Nagas, demon Rakshas, Yakshas, and Panagas, they tried to defeat me, but none could make me break my promise to my queen. So Sri Krishna is telling Bhakti Shakti Avatar, Narada Muni, Devarshi Narada. He's saying, tell my devotees this. They should hear about it. That no matter who comes to the devotee, I promise my devotee will never fail, never fall, never be unsuccessful. He'll always be successful. The demigods come to knock him off. Indra comes, sends Menaka, this one, that one, and knock him off. To break his vow, break his bhakti. Bhakti Yoga Brashta. Bhakti Yoga Ne Brashta. Bhakti Yoga, you can't brush. You can't break it. Suchinam Shimatam Gehe Yogat Vrashabhijayate. Because bhakti is unbreakable. It's akanda. It's transcendental. Transcendental thing you can't break. Can a soul be broken? Can a soul be moistened by the water, withered by the wind, burned by the fire, broken, cut up into pieces? No. Because it's transcendental. So bhakti is transcendental. It's akanda. Nitya, akanda, unbreakable. So no one can break the bhakti. So he's saying it. The Gandharvas may come to break your bhakti. The demigods may come. The demons may come. The rakshas. The good guys and the bad guys may come. Indra's a good guy. He's a devotee. But he gets envious. Oh, so much tapabalam. So much bhakti. I have to break it. Menaka, apsara, this, that. Ah, oh, apsara. Radhe, radhe. Look at my apsaras. Alita, Vishaka, Tunga, Chitra. You know the sage, Markandeya Rishi. Markandeya Rishi is a bhakta. Chiranjeev. So Indra sent all these dancing girls to bust him. Yoga brushed. Ordinary yogi like Vishwamitra, 60,000 years of tapavalam, poof, tuchavat. 60,000 years, tuchavat. Immediately insignificant. Tuchavat. Gone. Simply one ankle bell. Jing, 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 jing. It's not the ice cream truck. Jing, 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 bells, you know, they have bells on the ice cream truck. Oh, ice cream there, mommy. It's not Santa Claus, reindeer. Jing, jing, jing. It's Menaka, the heavenly prostitute, courtesan of Indra. Jing, jing. Then, Haribo. Yoga Vrashta. Then, Suchinan Shimatam Gehe. Konteya Pradijanihi Name Bhakti Pranashati. Bhakti is my pran. Pran is eternal. Krishna is eternal. You can break my pran? Nashyati? You can break the soul? Nashyati? Pran nashyati? Atma nashyati? No. What does it say? Konteya pratijani. This is my pratigya. Pratigya means promise. This is pratigya. Konteya pratigya. Isn't it? The word is there. Pratigya is sutrajas. Pratigya means my promise. Konteya pratigya. Name bhakti pranashati. Bhakti is how you break pranash. How you break the bhakti pran. It is me. Bhakti is me. Bhakti is ladini shakti. Bhakti is samvid shakti. It's me. It's Radha. You can break me? You can break Radha? You can't break the murti. You can never break anything. Muslims come ta ta ta. What do you? Marble you can break. But you don't break Radha and Krishna. They think, oh, we broke the murtis. I broke bhakti. The murti's in the heart, the murti's outside. You break the container of my bhakti, but then it comes in my heart. My Radha Govinda goes to my heart. Any deity goes to my heart. They're always there. Even the Kanishtha has that idea. So Kanishtha has unbreakable bhakti. So they were totally a failure. They just break all the deities and then build new ones. Because it comes, it's here and it comes out, deity. Then you break and you make another one. And another one, another one. So Prabhupada explains like that. So then, so promise. I like this quality. It's very nice. We sometimes think, oh, Krishna, you forgot about me. I think you're breaking your promise. Maya is like that. Maya makes us forget and everything goes upside down. So it's further explained. Rupa Goswami spends quite a few verses on this, a whole other verse, describing the two aspects, because in the initial definition, he gives two lakshanas, characteristics. He says, okay, Surya Vrata. Okay, you keep your promise, but you're perpetually, you keep your promise to someone. We gave examples. But then, not only that, but your Surya Vrata towards others, you're very firm and fulfilling your promise to others. And Surya Vrata means the promise to you, the promise to yourself. I promised myself that I would follow these four regular principles for life. I promised myself that I would surrender fully to Krishna and Guru in this life and serve and chant the holy name 16 rounds. I promised myself. So that has application outwardly and inwardly. This quality, Surya Vrata. It's displayed towards others. Surya Vrata is displayed toward yourself. charity begins at home. So then giving those two lakshanas as one quality, that it's outward and inward, then he described the outward definition, now he gives the inward definition. It explains the inward lakshana of the same qualities, Suryadvrata, the second aspect. How do I promise myself? 2197. Satya Niyamo. Satya Niyamo. Girir Udaranam Krishna Dushkaram Karma Kuravata. Madbhakta Snyan Dukiti Swavratam Vivritam Twaya. This is now we will give an example. Rupa Goswami Pad is telling how our Krishnaji, Sri Krishna, Bhagavan Sri Krishna, he is true to his perpetual vows. It just says here in the translation, O Krishna, you vowed that your devotee will never suffer. You have illustrated that vow by performing the difficult task of lifting Govardhan Hill. So in his definition of Surida Vrata, Sri Rupa Goswami Pada is given two lakshanas, two characteristics. One is pratigya, promise, which we explained, and the other is satya niyam. So if you have the quality, or if one is trying to develop the quality as a devotee, when Prabhupada was in New York in 66, he wrote on the board, he said, actually told, everyone take out paper and pen. I'm going to dictate to you the 26 qualities of a devotee. Now write them down. Different devotees tell about this. They were there on Second Avenue. And Prabhupada's Vyasa Puja over the years in Vrindavan. Okay, first quality. He's humble. He's silent. He's respectful. He's equipoise. He controls his senses. He's free from anger. I like this. I can write down. Tolerant. So they write down the 26 qualities. He said, now I want everyone to study these and learn these and try to exemplify these in your dealings with your other God brothers, God sisters, and with the people in general. These are the qualities of devotee, and I want you all to develop them. So this was a little, and then he would quiz the devotees. Like 2 weeks later, he said, take out a piece of paper, write down the 26 qualities. And Rupanuga Prabhu, who was there, maybe 67, he said that he remembers, I told this before, and I'm reiterating the point, that we would take out our pens and papers, write down the 26, which we were practicing and studying and studying and studying. And this is how Prabhupada instituted this himself, personally. And this is kind of got lost here and there over the time. And we've done that with our students, which I told the same, similar. We have the sheet we gave. And then, so then we would write down when Prabhupada gave us what we call a quiz on the 26 qualities. And we'd write down 19, 20, 24, and we'd always miss 2, 3, 4. And what would happen, and everyone had the same, we would talk about it, all the God brothers would talk about it later, the 10, 15, whoever was there. Which ones did you forget? Well, how about you? And that what, invariably what they found is that each devotee, lady or gentleman, would always forget the qualities that they have least of. The qualities that they don't have or have least of, they would, what's that quality? And they can't think of it. And later, oh, free from anger. Oh yeah, I don't have that quality. I don't have that quality, so I can't remember it. And I haven't been trying to beat that way too much in the last few weeks before the test. A very nice practice. Qualities. So now this particular quality, if we want to have this quality of Surida Vrata, which is our inherent nature as a pure jiva, we have these 50 of these 64 qualities, and we're only on number 18. So Surida Vrata, one is Pratigya, and the other is Satya, Satyaniyam. So this is an example of Satyaniyam. So now Jiva Goswami says, what's the difference? We already heard, but from his beautiful commentary. What is the difference between Pratigya, one aspect of Surida Vrata, and Satyaniyam? He says, Satyaniyam, as it implies, is a constant vow. Niyam, this is called Niyam Seva month. Kartik month is called Niyam Seva. Means you do, at least for this month, every day, you do the same thing, the same offering. And the other 11 months, it's hit and miss and whatever you can do. This artik, that artik, this offering, that offering, this round, that round, this puja, that puja, read this book, read that book, this, that. everyone knows well the up and down ride that we ride in this ocean of bhakti, riding the waves. But in this Niyam Seva, it's like, okay, do or die, it's all for Rai. No matter what, I'm sick, I'm coughing, I'm choking, I'm dying. Somehow it goes on, the ghee goes around, and your legs aren't working, and you're crawling on your hands and knees, parikama, and you're somehow eating khichdi and no salt, and you're dying, and like just shoveling it in, like, you know, jai, I'm honoring prasad, ki jai. This is Krishna's beautiful form in saltless khichdi for 4 months. And very beautiful expression of Krishna, saltless khichdi, we recommend it. You can really appreciate how to honor prasadam. Huge amounts, I mean unlimited you can eat. So in this way we somehow struggle for 30 days, drag ourselves through these 30 days as an offering to our beloved Radharani and Gurudev, who is so dear to Radharani, and hope that they both will be pleased and then bless us with their mercy. And after that, we take 11 months to recover and recuperate R&R. Radharaman. No. Yeah, Shivi Radharaman. So this is the Niyam, Satyaniyam aspect. And he says that Satyaniyam is constant, Satya, eternal. 4 regular principles, today, tomorrow. Oh, yeah, I promised those when I was young. You know, I was 24. And, you know, we were kids and didn't know much. We promised these 4 regular principles. You know, now we grow up and a little wiser now and a little lot more lustier. And I was a little bit under control. You know, I was in a good period. It was Jupiter period and stars were favorable and everything was nice. I was cool. My brain was cool. So I surrendered. I really dedicated myself. But, you know, now I'm in Rahu. Rahu means Yahoo. It means you're totally, Yahoo, the expression Yahoo means you're totally unhinged. You're totally unhinged. You're totally out of control. And you're going to do anything and nothing's going to stop you. And there's no rules and regulations anymore. You're liberated to enjoy Maya as much as you can as a liberated Mayavadi. You're liberated as much as you can to enjoy Maya as much as you can as a liberated Mayavadi. Maya body. A body full of Maya. And you go for it. Anything. That's called Yahoo. Yahoo! When one is in Rahu, Mahadasha, definitely, it's usually, he takes you for a ride. It's the ride of your bad karma. And we suffer, mentally, emotionally, physically. And then it's, oh, you know, I'm not doing well these days, my health is bad, and all rounds are terrible, and haven't seen Guru in 27 years, and I know, it's just like this. And you're in downtime. Then, oh, yeah, principles, yeah, I'm trying to do 2 out of 3, 1 out of 3, you know, 1 for 3, 1 for 4, you know, whatever I can do. And then you meet somebody, hey, what happened? You promised. You said, Pratigya, what's your Satyaniyam? It's life. Lifelong vow. What is this? What is your Sudrita Vrata? Sudrita what? Brat what? I mean, I'm barely existing, man. So you preach and association and mercy. I'm like, come on. Well, this is not an easy thing to have this quality, Sudrita Vrata. Okay, Pratigya, you promise someone and you keep a momentary promise. So he's saying that pratigya is an occasional promise. This statement, this verse is spoken by Indradev. It's very interesting. Because Indradev, he wanted to destroy Krishna in the Govardhan Leela. And he's had many examples about Krishna upheld his promise. Later, Indra said, when he finally cooled down, he said, anyway, Krishna, why the hell did you rip off my parijat tree? He said, listen, you're married, right? Indra said, yeah, I'm married. Sachi. You know how wives are. Yeah, what happened? You know, my wife, she put me in a bind. She said, look, you know, this Rukmini got a flower. I want a whole tree. And you're the only guy that's got any trees around here. So when I came for the dinner party, she nudged me in the side and said, hey, what about my tree? I didn't want to do it. But, you know, we have to do a lot of things we don't want to do because of our wives. They make us do crazy things. So really, it wasn't any offense to you. It was my wife made me do it. What can I do? Indra put his arm around Krishna. That's all right. You know, wives are like this. You know, it's all right. So then he said, you know, Krishna, actually, this is not a fault of yours. This is not a dosh. This is an ornament. This is a bhushanam. At first, I thought it was a dosh. Hey, you traitor. You're supposed to be my Lord, my God, my worshipful Ishta. Now you're ripping off my tree? What is this? But, you know, I understand the circumstances behind your behavior, so I'm very empathetic and compassionate because I'm married like you, and I suffer with my wife like you. So now what was once a dosh, achar dosh, fault of behavior, became an achar bhushanam, an ornament. And Indra said, actually, Krishna, this is wonderful. You vowed that your devotee will never suffer. Because you promised the Brijvasis will never suffer. So you kept your vow. You lifted up Govardhan Hill. You frustrated all my attempts to destroy Vrindavan. I couldn't even move a pebble off the hill with my greatest thunderbolt. When I was throwing my greatest thunderbolts at Giri Govardhan, he was simply thinking, that was nice. I was looking for something to scratch my back with. Well, my back is so many kilometers long, I can't reach my back. And Indra sent this beautiful, long, razor-sharp lightning bolt to scratch my back. So Giriraj, that's nice. Thanks, Indra. Zoom, 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 zoom. You know, that's nice. Like a hot shower after a cold day. Right? So he's very happy. Giriraj, Maharaj, Ki, Jai. So this is the difference. And then Prabhupada translates it like this, or what he said. I said that. So Prabhupada gives some purport of this whole thing is about the Govardhan Leela, because he gives the verses and he gives tikkas. As he started in Back to Godhead, he started with 11 verses, he gave verse, word for word, and tikka. He wanted to do verse by verse nectar dosham with his purports. And when I read these old Back to Godhead's pioneer years, 45 or whatever, he had this series article. Nectar Devotion, verse 1, Mangala Charna, Anyabhilashya, verse 11, 1-1-11, Anyabhilashya Shunyam, long purport. Beautiful. You imagine a Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu verse by verse with all Srila Prabhupada's purports. That's this. But some verses are not there, some purports are not there, but it's an amazing compendium. It's a summary study, but it's so many beautiful tikkas in every verse. So he's giving a tikka on this particular citation or reference or praman by Rupa Goswami. He's saying, there's another promise by Krishna in Bhagavad Gita to the effect that his devotee will never be vanquished. So a sincere devotee who is always engaged in a transcendental loving service of the Lord should know for certain that Krishna will never break his promise. He will always protect his devotee and devotees in every circumstance. If one goes back and examines Srila Prabhupada's books with this analysis that we described of Adi Bhautika Vichara, Adi Daivika Vichara, and Adi Atmika Vichara, he will see that Prabhupada employs these three techniques of presenting the Gaudiya Vedanta to the devotees. He describes from the Leela viewpoint Krishna's bhaktas and what that means, the Adi Daivik. He describes in the Adi Bhautik the elements of the verse and the setting, the place, who's there, this, that. Then, most importantly, which is Prabhupada's most unique contribution of all commentators and acharyas, is Adi Atmik Vichar. How does this Leela, how does this pastime of Kamsa harassing the Brishnis apply to the devotees on Sankirtan? Now, contemporary time. How does this Leela 5,000 years ago with Krishna and Indra apply to you right now here? This Leela with an Indra Loka with Satyabhama and Dwarkadish apply to you in Moscow and New York and Paris and France right now. That's Prabhupada's insight. No other acharya has ever, in the history of commentaries, has presented this. Srila Prabhupada ki. It's called Adi Atmik Vichara. How does it apply to me? He's talking about all this Leela up there. What about me? Yeah, it applies to you. If you're sincere, Krishna will keep his promise to you like Arjun. You're also Arjun-like. You're a devotee. Like he kept a promise to his wife. This is Prabhupada's expertise. You can read all 11 commentaries in every verse of Bhagavatam. You won't find this technique, except in Bhaktivedanta's commentaries. They're wonderful, glorious, rustic commentaries. We studied deeply Vishnu Chakravarti's commentaries. We presented them in this book in English, Sarta Darshini. You have to find yourself the Adhyatmik, and that's the expertise of the speaker, contemporary speaker. Prabhupada makes it easy. see the point? See it? See clearly? And then his disciples learn, my guru is analyzing like that. my guru is seeing like this and presenting like that. Well, I'm his disciple. Then I should do like that. So we try to do like that. Nothing new, nothing original, just following the footsteps of Gurudev. I only found out the technical terms, that's all. But I heard some pundits describe how this is, what it is. Adiatmik vichar. Adiatmika. My students have heard this so many times. So he goes from this pastime, nectar devotion of Bhagavad Gita. Krishna shows how he fulfills his promise by delivering the Parijat flower to Satyabhama, by saving Draupadi from being insulted, and by freeing Arjuna from the attacks of all enemies, and by saving the Vrijvasis. I will save you, do not fear. I'll never break my promise. You've taken shelter of Braj. You've taken shelter of my Braj. Braj is Krishna, Sarup. You've taken shelter of my Giriraj. Giriraj is Krishna, Sarup. Anyone who takes shelter of Braj, Brajashraya, it's like we're going to, we have some project, it's called Vasa. And we're building one ashram. And it's called Braj, what's it called? Brajashraya Seva Ashram. So now, the point is, if someone takes shelter of Giriraj and Brajavas and Brajashraya, he'll be protected. Then, 5,000 years ago and now, and anyone who's taken firm shelter of the dust of Vrindavan and of Giri Govardhan, they know that directly and individually in their own lives. The promise of Krishna and his devotees are never vanquished had also been previously admitted by Indra when he was defeated in the Govardhan Leela. Krishna stopped the villagers of Braj from worshipping. It's so nice, the villagers of Braj from worshipping Indra. Indra became angry. And he inundated Vrindavan with continuous rain. Krishna, however, protected all the citizens and animals of Vrindavan by lifting Govardhan Hill, which served as an umbrella. After the incident was over, Indra surrendered to Krishna with many prayers in which he admitted, by your lifting Govardhan Hill and protecting the citizens of Vrindavan, you have kept your promise that your devotees are never vanquished. This is Prabhupada's way of translating this verse, it's so beautifully told. Leela woven in with a tattva and the Leela. After the Indra surrendered to Krishna with many prayers in which he admitted, and then this prayer. Beautiful. Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu Ki Jai.